Hello. Right. I'll carry on. I'll just see if I can do it. Right. I've got two jobs. One is working for Bullet Social, and the other is a part-time job working in a trainer shop. This is a story about working in a trainer shop today. I started at 10 o'clock. It should be cool, nice and relaxed. It ticks over. Gets busy sometimes, but it's like easy, really. Anyway, about 10:30, an American woman comes in and says, "Excuse me, do you have these purple trainers in a size 10? I go and look, and I say, "No, but we've got them in a 10 and a half. She says, "Great, can you put them by for me, please?" I say, "Yes, sure." As soon as I put them by, I think I didn't really ask when you're going to come back for them, but I put them by. Then a boy comes in and says, "Can I try these high tops on in a size 8? And I go, "Yeah, sure." And he tries them on and he says, "Oh, they're a bit similar to my girlfriend's, what she wears. And I'm going to get my hair cut. Can I come back at 2? I say, "Yes." Then I get an email from the chap who works in the warehouse saying, "Have you got this stock for an online order? Yes or no?" So I make a pile of about four pairs of trainers for that order. Then what happens? And then I go for lunch and I'm eating my sandwich, and the chap who sent me the email comes to collect the trainers. I'm not concentrating, and he tells me, he picks up a stack of trainers, and he says, "Oh, you've got the ones that I really want, because, oh, this isn't going to work. This story isn't going to work because it's too ridiculous." But oh, it's not. I'll continue. But basically, one pair of trainers he wanted was to help a guy who bought something online, which, and he had to have them because, I don't know, had to fulfill an order. But it happened to be a 10 and a half in his purple trainers, the same pair of trainers that this woman put by for her husband. Anyway, I say, "Oh, fair enough, yeah, it's only a put by, she's not going to come back anyway." He gets into his car, and then 2 minutes later, literally 2 minutes later, as if he changed characters, someone else came in with a ponytail, an American guy, and says, "Can I try those purple trainers on in size 10? And I go, well, straight away, I know it's the same chap. And I say, "No, I'm afraid we haven't. We've only got them in a 7 and a 12. He goes, "My wife put those by this morning in a 10 and a half. And then I go, "Oh, goodness me, I'm really sorry. I've got to apologise. I had to send them to the warehouse because it's got to meet an online order which we couldn't fulfil." And he said, "Can you check?" So I go and check. And then I think about the one on display, which looks like a size 10. So I look at it, and I couldn't believe it, but it's a 10 and a half, which is ridiculous. In fact, we had two purple trainers and a 10 and a half. So anyway, he tries them on, and then he's trying them on, and then the guy who's having his hair cut comes back. He says, "Can I buy both those high tops that I put by?" And I look around at the pile, and it's the same pile that the ones that we just given away to the warehouse. So I have to ring this chap. So I'm I just don't understand how it happened. I was only eating a sandwich. It's only a nice trainer shop job. And I have to apologise. I look a right arse in front of this American guy. So anyway, hang on, let me check the time. 39 seconds left. This American guy then says, "Oh yeah, meanwhile, about 5 kids walk into the shop." So there's a guy with basketball trainers, and the guy with the American guy, he says to me, "You should never never put online customers above retail customers. This is my line of business. I'm going to my mother's funeral today, and her favourite colour is purple. That's why I'm buying these trainers." Really? Is it me? Or is this? And that's on top of other stuff. Anyway, goodbye.